Travel in Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Well, hello, Mark Smith. I hope you and everyone listening is having a great day. We're about to take a look at some fun things going on the weekend of April 12th. Now, at Oakland Racing and Gaming in Hot Springs, it's Arkansas Derby Day on April 13th. It's the third and final leg of Oakland Park's three-year-old Kentucky Derby Prep Series. The Arkansas Derby, which is run at a distance of 1 1/8 mile, that's 9 furlongs. The race has been run annually since 1936 and has produced 5 Kentucky Derby winners, including the undefeated Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner Smarty Jones in 2004. The most recent Kentucky Derby winner to run in the Arkansas Derby was Super Saver, who finished second in the 2010 race. So, great time to go to Oaklawn. It's always great fun at Arkansas Derby Day. Remember to wear your hat. Okay, I love this. Our friends at the Calico Rock Museum in Calico Rock are hosting another Mad Hatter Tea Party, because the last one was so much fun and it was so successful. It's being held this year on April 13th. When the clock strikes 13, it is time to party. Come and spend a fun-loving afternoon with the Mad Hatter, the Queen of Hearts, the Cheshire Cat, the Caterpillar, Alice, Miss Rabbit, and many more. There will be finger sandwiches, cookies, drinks, and, of course, what is a tea party without tea. Proceeds will benefit new electronics for the Tomlinson Art and Science Center, and the event will be held at the Printing Press Cafe. They are encouraging you to wear your favorite Alice in Wonderland costume. You don't have to, but prizes will be given, so check that out.
Okay.
The Hemingway Pfeiffer Museum in Piggott is offering the Green Hills of Africa Reading Retreat on April 12th through the 13th. The weekend retreat offers participants a chance to explore Hemingway and his contemporaries and their writings about Africa. Participants will join together for a weekend of book discussions and fun activities, including a screening of 1985's Out of Africa, of course starring Robert Redford and Meryl Streep, which won the Academy Award for Best Picture. The weekend will conclude with a safari-themed cocktail party. The reading retreat that the folks at Hemingway Pfeiffer have is always great, but their post-cocktail party in full dress is always super fun. So if you have more questions about that, contact the museum in Piggott. And finally, it's the Black River Ramble, a combined effort by Davidsonville Historic State Park and Powhatan Historic State Park. It's being held on April 13th. You can join the park staff and explore the importance of rivers with a float on the Black River from Davidsonville to Powhatan. Participants will explore the cultural and natural significance of the Black River and see the two parks as they would have first been seen by water. Come dip an oar into the Black River and explore the site of the old Button Punch Factory, experience historic river travel, and learn about steamboats, railroads, floods, the river ecosystem, and much more. Lunch is provided on the excursion, and the registration fee covers both boat rental and food for the day. Now, this trip is not for inexperienced floaters, because the Black River is at times swift and has steep banks that make recovering a flipped boat challenging. But if you are an experienced floater, I can guarantee you this will be a great, great time. You'll learn stuff, and you'll have fun. So check that out. Now, to find out more about these events and everything going on throughout the great state of Arkansas, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have an amazing day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.